This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Michael Ware, President and CEO of the Center for Christianity and Public Life, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Let's open with scripture. Today I'll read from Nahum. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and vents his wrath against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and dries it up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the blossoms of Lebanon fade. The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence, the world and all who live in it. Who can withstand his indignation? Who can endure his fierce anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. The rocks are shattered before him. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him, but with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. They will be entangled among thorns and drunk from their wine. They will be consumed like dry stubble. From you, Nineveh, has one come forth who plots evil against the Lord and devises wicked plans. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, friends, we've made it to the end of another week of the Morning Five. Thanks for listening, as always. Let's get to the news. First, in the state of Iowa, a new bill signed by Governor Kim Reynolds makes it legal for a person to be in the state if they were previously denied entry to the United States or were removed from the country. The bill will make it a state crime for someone to be in Iowa if they have outstanding deportation orders, were previously removed from the U.S., or were previously denied admission to Iowa. Once a suspect is in custody, the law states that they could agree to a judge's order to leave the country or face further charges. The legislation will be enacted on July 1st. The bill has faced criticism from activists and migrants living in Iowa. The advocacy group Iowa Migrant Movement for Justice has vowed to fight the new legislation. Second, the Environmental Protection Agency has finalized drinking water standards related to forever chemicals, which are persistent human-made chemicals that can pose a health risk to people, even at low levels of exposure. These rules are part of the Biden administration's efforts to limit pollution. Exposure to these kinds of forever chemicals are linked to an increased risk of certain types of cancer, low birth rates, high cholesterol, and negative effects on the liver, thyroid, and immune system. EPA officials estimate that the federal rule will reduce exposure in drinking water for about 100 million people. Finally, on Wednesday, three sons of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh were killed by an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip, according to the Palestinian Islamist group and Haniyeh's family. The Israeli military confirmed carrying out the attack and said that Anaya's three sons were operatives in Hamas's armed wing. Four of Hanaya's grandchildren, three girls and a boy, were also killed in the attack, according to Hamas. Defiant, telling reporters, quote, "The blood of my sons is not dearer than the blood of our people." All right, friends, that's all the news for today. Let's close with prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today all the things we need today, and forgive us our sins and impositions on you, as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad, because you are the one in charge, and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. All right, friends, thank you for joining me. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. As always, The Morning Five is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network, supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. Thanks for listening.